Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The Holiday Jam with the Haig Brothers was born out of South Dakota Acoustic Christmas. The Holiday Jam has carried on the traditions of the Acoustic Christmas since 2008 as the ensemble of immensely talented musicians travels from community to community to carry out the spirit of the season. And the tradition continues here on SDPB Radio as the Haig Brothers Holiday Jam has made a stop in our studio for several years running. However, this is the first time in the Leo P. Flynn studio in the new SDPB space in Sioux Falls. So welcome to this, and let's start. Welcome, Jeremy Haig, and I'm going to let you kind of introduce who's all here for our radio listeners, but I should tell people first you can also log on to SD.net to see the live stream of this hour with the Haig Brothers. Tell us who's joining us today.
Hi, Lori. Okay, here's who we have. My brother John and I are here. My name is Jeremy, and we also have on bass Mr. Andrew Reinarts. On percussion, he's playing a chair. We have Dr. Derek Hengeveld. On guitar, we have Christopher Smith. He's also singing and playing percussion. And we have Christian Zamora, back from Charleston, South Carolina, on the violin. We have Joel Shotwell on alto, and the one and only Matt Wallace on tenor saxophone. So those are the eight out of the 10 people in the band that are here this morning.
And this is the first time we've had enough space for this many people, so we're so happy that you're all here with us. Tell us, Jeremy, a little bit about the tradition and what this year's performances and tour are like.
Well, this is year 10, and so this year we're kind of doing a greatest hits of sorts. It's simply songs that have gone well over the years, and they've gotten a great crowd response, and they're also very fun for the band to play. And with this different instrumentation, some of the songs we did without having a third horn in the band, without having the violin as an instrument, so we're able to update the music and bring a little bit even fresher version of some of our favorite songs.
All right. We're going to turn it over to you here for a few minutes, and you can play for a bit, and then hopefully we'll be able to chat a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Ready? Thank you.
you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio. This hour, uninterrupted, live from the Sioux Falls studios. We're in the Leo P. Flynn Gallery, and we have Jeremy Haig and the Haig Brothers, eight musicians filling the space. And let's get to know a couple of them a little bit better. Christian, why don't you step over to a microphone there? Christian Zamora on violin, and you were with the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra for so many years. Tell us what you're up to now.
Oh, geez, Captain, you're really tall. Man, I didn't realize how tall you are. Nowadays, yeah, I live in Charleston, South Carolina. Just I teach a lot and I play a lot, playing in the Charleston Symphony, you know, Charleston Pops, doing a lot of chamber music, just all over the place. It's a great time. Yeah. All
right. So coming home to catch up with family and friends at this point, what's it like to be back in Sioux Falls in South Dakota?
Oh, it's great. I made so many great friends when I lived here, and this is just a really awesome way to come back and see people and say hi, and it's like a working vacation for me.
So. I'm going to ask Derek to come to the microphone next, but first, Jeremy, tell us a little bit about sort of the family reunion and the reunion that this is for audience members and also for the musicians.
One thing I like to say is that John and I are lucky that we have talented and close friends that are willing to spend time with us this time of year. A lot of them live in town. There's several, though, that this is one of the only times of the year that we see them, and it's great fun. We've become close. When you're in a van that much, trucking around the state, sometimes on icy roads, you get to know each other pretty well. Wouldn't you say that's true, everybody? We are painfully aware of each other's tendencies at this point. All right, Derek, it's you now.
All right, Doc, tell us a little bit about the instrument you're playing for the radio listeners who
can't quite
see it.
For this show, I'm playing cajon, but normally I'm playing drum kit, right. Toms and snare and bass drum. I do a little bit of cajon on the tour, but, just for simplicity
what
for this.
What is a cajon?
It's a box drum. Yeah, it's got a couple guitar strings inside that you can tighten, so that kind of gives it the rattling sound, and you can play bass notes, you can play essentially snare notes on it. Hey, there's Andrew. He's demonstrating. Yeah. Christian, I didn't realize how short you were.
And it doesn't take long to completely lose control.
That started from day one.
But Derek, tell me a little bit about what you're doing last week, because you have this little day job as
Day job, I work on spacecraft. I do thermal engineering for spacecraft and satellites, and so there was a launch last week that the company I work for had a part to play in that. It was a SpaceX launch. So that's kind of my normal day-to-day job.
Yeah. Just a small little space launch last week.
Yeah,
no big deal.
right. Yeah, it's
fun
to be a part
of. How does that fit in with your musical? I mean, how do those two careers kind of weave together?
I think there's some similarities between engineering and drumming. Drumming is a very technical instrument. There's a lot of math involved with that. So I think there's some similarities there. But really for me, the day job, the engineering stuff is really fun to work on. It's great, but it's great to get away from that, step out and be with these guys for a couple weeks. By the end of that, though, some of them I really don't want to be around anymore.
All right. Let's have some more music.
Joel. Merry Christmas.
Hey, that's a nice segue to Joel.
Yeah. Well, he is kind of a space cadet, isn't he? I mean, that
works. I think we'll play some more songs.
Yeah, we'll play more songs.
All right, let's do good. Here we go.
We're going to feature Christopher Smith over here on the vocals. This is against all odds, this has become one of people's favorite holiday songs.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. Nobody wants to be a Charlie in the Box.
It's not even the right movie, actually.
You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato, splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable. Mangled up, entangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
Oh, for radio listeners, you know, Matt Wallace there on a little backup vocals, if we call it that. All this conservatory training, all these years of musical training, and Jeremy's playing with his face.
That actually kind of hurts. I thought I should do that.
All right, so you want to watch this on live. SD.net is where you can see the streaming, where you can see Jeremy Haig play keyboards with his face.
Just a warning to all of you listeners, if you do turn on the stream, you can't unsee it.
Should we do another song?
Yes, please.
All right, we are going to feature Christian on Good King Wenceslas. Here's the thing about King Wenceslas. It's a British carol. You know, the carol, the dun 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 dun. We just changed it around so it's a gypsy thing, because King Wenceslas was from Bohemia. He was from that crazy Bohemia where anything goes. So here's our gypsy version featuring Christian on violin.
Ready? Thank you.
Jeremy, talk to me about arranging and what that process is like when you decide you want to do a piece like that, and but you want to make it different than what it was before. Where do you begin?
Okay, there. Sometimes I just hear the song differently, evidently, than the rest of the world, because like I just thought it'd be fun. I don't like the song, so I wanted to turn it into something I liked. So that's all that this one was. It's not. Let's not overthink it, everybody. And then once you decide to change all the notes to gypsy notes, right. Well, then the rest of it, there's like, you get some of those bullfighting things in there and those crazy, you know. It's just meant to be fun. Yeah. Take the listener to another place. Plus, it had a good reason, because Wenceslas wasn't English. He was from a whole different part of Europe. They don't listen to British folk songs in Czechoslovakia. They listen to their stuff.
So, Christian, tell me about playing that on your end. How did you sort of first, you know, how did Jeremy kind of present it to you? This is what we're going to do. And you sort of knew, you knew what to do as soon as he said it, right?
Yeah, I have a lot of experience playing tango and Afro-Cuban stuff. And so I am a classically trained violinist, but I have my feet in like 10 different areas at one given time. So it was pretty easy for me to just step in and figure that out.
Yeah. And Christopher, let's bring you into the conversation, because I want to go back to a little bit of The Grinch and something Jeremy said about, you know, a song being successful sort of against all odds. Talk about what some of those audience favorites are and what some of your favorites are and how over the years you all have kind of figured that out. Like, this one is consistently is going to do great with the crowd.
Well, that was kind of a surprise, but it's maybe the most requested tune every year. Mm-hmm. And if the years that we don't do it, we hear about it. People will say, "You didn't do Grinch."
Like, yeah.
What is it about the song? Do you love that song?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to sing.
Yeah, I like it too. You're having fun every time.
Yeah, it's a cool arrangement, and it's something different. You don't hear it everywhere you go for a month straight.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
You know, one fun thing about that song, the guy singing it, he wasn't supposed to sing it. He was singing like a practice track so that Bela Lugosi, was that who it was?
Boris Karloff.
Oh, Boris Karloff, right. I get all these B names mixed up. Boris Karloff was supposed to sing it, and they worked with him. He just can't sing. So they went, "Let's use the other guy's voice." His name is Thurl Ravenscroft. It's a great name.
Yeah.
I'm not making any of this up, except the Bela Lugosi part. But so the backup singer ended up singing the lead. It's a famous voice that nobody knows the name of. Until now, South Dakota Public Radio listeners, until now.
All right, if you want to watch the live stream, tune in to sd.net, and let's have some more music, Jeremy. What's
we
up?
Got it. Okay, this is a song that'll take us down to New Orleans, Louisiana, and it's going to feature some brash playing by the horns, and my reading of the lyrics tells me that it's fictional. It's called "It Must Have Been Old Santa Claus."
Okay. One, two, three, and.
I think I saw old Santa through my window Christmas Eve. My eyes were really droopy, but I really do believe. Well, it must have been old Santa, 'cause I saw his big red hat. And I know my mom and dad can't fly like that. No, no. Heard some footsteps in the hall outside my door. Same old Christmas trick my dad had played since I was four. Well, he stands outside my bedroom yelling ho, 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 because he knows I don't believe in Santa Claus. No way.
He knows I don't believe in Santa Claus.
Well, I think my daddy sees me peeking from my door. He pretends he's Santa anyway. Every year he fools me, but I'm a big boy now. I don't believe in Santa or his sleigh. So I went back to the bed and I curled up nice and tight. I stared out of my window and I looked into the night. And then all of a sudden, through my window I could see Santa Claus. Flying by and smiling at me.
It was
Santa Claus, Santa Claus. Must have been old Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, Santa Claus, happy ho, ho, ho to you. Well, then I heard old Rudolph telling me to come outside. He told me that old Santa wanted me to take a ride. Well, I climbed out of my window and I jumped onto his sleigh. Then old Santa took me up and away. Santa took me up, up and away. We flew high above the rooftops of my sleepy town below. I saw my big red schoolhouse and the town square picture show. It was really past my bedtime, and so Santa said, little boys like you should be in bed. I hollered ho, 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 I put on Santa's hat, and then he let me hold the reins a while. Rolled up to my window, I jumped back in my room. I waved goodbye to Santa with a smile. When I woke up Christmas morning, well, it was clear and bright. My parents said my window had blown open in the night. Well, I smiled as I told them that it must have been the cat. They asked me where I got my big red hat. Yeah, 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 they asked me where I got my big red hat. And it was Santa Claus, Santa Claus, must have been old Santa Claus. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, happy ho, ho, ho to you. Well, happy ho, ho, ho to you. Happy ho, ho, ho to you. Happy ho, ho, ho to you. Here we go. Happy ho, ho, ho to you.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio, and I'm hoping Matt and Joel can kind of make their way over to a microphone. But first, Jeremy, tell people about the tour, where they can get tickets while we wait for Matt and Joel to...
We are going to be all over the place this coming week to finish out the tour. All the details are on holidayjam.com. Just holidayjam.com. There's ticket info for each of the dates. The dates in Sioux Falls that are coming up at the end of the week on Saturday and Sunday are basically sold out. I think there are tickets left for Saturday at the Pavilion. And that's a good problem to have, but not if you don't have tickets. And we are also playing this week in Sheldon, Iowa. We're playing in Mitchell. We're doing a show in Pierre. We're also going to be in Madison, South Dakota. So we'll be around the state a little bit more. We want good roads like we had last weekend.
Right.
It was fantastic.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about that travel, because you mentioned being in the van, icy roads, getting to know each other. There's got to be some pretty good travel stories.
Well,
we had
the reason we're playing Sheldon tonight is because the scheduled date was snowed out with the ice that happened a couple weekends ago. So we just cross our fingers and hope that getting across the state, it's a minor miracle to go all the way out to Rapid City and back without encountering something.
Right.
In weather this time of year, so yeah,
including fans,
bull
all
elks,
across.
I don't know. So we had a good stretch here this last weekend.
All right. Matt, Joel, Matt, tell me a little bit what it's like to play with Joel, because how I'll just leave it there. That's the question.
it's a real experience. No, actually, Joel and I get along great in the section just because we do different kinds of things, but we have sort of a like. Sense of thought about how we approach stuff. And of course Jimmy Spears isn't here, but he really rounds out and is kind of the glue holding Joel and I together most of the time.
You've collaborated with so many people. How does this sort of collaboration kind of, they all have to be slightly different. How does this one sort of stack up?
This one is more of a family. A lot of times collaborations are kind of one-on-one stuff with whoever writes or whoever sings or whatever, but this has always been more of a family thing, especially since we've done it for a decade now. It's very much a family kind of setting.
Yeah. Joel, tell me a little bit about what it's like to play with Matt.
Easy. Yeah, now it's my turn. It's actually really amazing. I like to tell this story. When I was in eighth grade, my mom took me to see Maynard Ferguson's band at Lincoln High School, and I bought the CD. And the first saxophone player on that CD is the first guy that I tried to transcribe and play solo. And the first year I was on the tour, I was like talking to Matt, and I'm like, hey, were you on Birdland? Were you playing this solo? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, I've met my real dad. So it really is an honor, like, to play with him.
know.
By the way, this is how it always goes. If you let Joel or Christian talk, we have to go.
Yeah, hey, I want to respond to that. I have no children. The van rides can become a diet plan of sorts if we laugh enough.
Right. You
know, yeah. That's a true story.
I believe you. Yeah. And you validated something I said before the show today, which was at some point Joel has to be at the microphone because he always has something really fabulous to say. All right, what would you like to play next for us?
Okay, do you remember that TV special where Bing Crosby met David Bowie? They literally met one night. It was that night. They rehearsed a song, they did it. And then Bing Crosby, unfortunately, fell ill and died just a matter of weeks later. This then premiered on the air a little bit after. It was a posthumous TV appearance. But they did a version of Little Drummer Boy that included some extra lyrics by David Bowie. So we're going to do that now. I'm going to pull up the lyrics, though, because I don't want to sing them wrong. Okay, there they are. Let's give it a try. It's called Peace on Earth. Christopher will be singing the part of Bing Crosby. Look at him holding that snifter of brandy. And I'll be playing the part of David Bowie. Okay. One, two, three,
I was a little kid, my uncle was really into Bing Crosby, so he would just come in the room whistling and singing Bing Crosby songs. So that feels like a present just for me. And I wonder if that's, Christopher, why people love The Grinch so much, too, is that in some ways these are the songs of our childhood stay with us forever.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that, Jeremy, and just the fact that in so many ways a lot of what you're playing are the things that we remember in some of our earliest memories.
Yeah, especially if you're in charge of the tradition at Christmas time as you get older, it's different than when you just get to experience it because your folks do it and your grandparents do it. Right. And so everybody keeps those childhood memories with them, and they keep, they know just where they were back in that. Everybody can close their eyes right now and picture Christmas when you're growing up. That's a powerful part of it. Now, there's another side to what we do where we take songs where you know the song and you can sing along with it, but we do it in a different way just to shake people up, try to show off a little bit. But we try to mix the two. Yeah. We don't try to get too esoteric or anything. It's just a holiday show, for crying out loud.
That's what it is, right?
It is, and yet you know that what you're doing for people is you're part of that tradition.
Yeah.
You can't not, like you say, if you don't do a particular song or if you don't make a certain concert because of the weather, that changes people's overall experience. There's a big responsibility.
Yeah. Well, we're just part of a dozen or 15 different groups' Christmases every year. Yeah. And then we're done. Actual Christmas comes around. We're all like, I'm just going to take a nap.
John, tell me a little bit, John, about Christmases growing up. So were you guys, how old are you when you start singing some of these songs together as kids?
Oh, young. I always wondered what the soundtrack to our house sounded like as a kid, because my dad would make us Beatles tapes. And I'd sit there with headphones on and I'd just sing as loud as I could. And like, that's all they can hear. Just me doing that. I hope it's okay. But it was always fun. Usually with mom and dad had a lot of obligations with the church and whatnot, so we'd go do the fun, sing the carols at the service and come back and eat and open presents and whatnot. So yeah.
What are some of the earliest recordings? Do you have earlier recordings of you as kids playing?
Oh, yeah, we have some. That's not really a suitable topic for any radio, let alone public radio.
Actually, those two.
In the course of learning how to play things, we kind of damaged the piano at home. We definitely broke a couple of our father's guitars. We also learned how to manipulate some of the school where our mother and father taught. Their recording equipment and their synthesizers. Well, it exists.
And I learned how to write it on the auto harp, a political song about a panda bear.
Yeah,
it's in minor. So
our childhood was not weird.
Do we get to hear from your parents? Does your mother get to tell her story ever?
She's listening on the radio.
Does she ever get to get up during the show and kind of say, I have something to add to this?
It's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea. She did play the French horn on one song the year that we lost our father. We did a version of O Holy Night with like a New Orleans brass band, and she played French horn. Uh-huh. And it meant a lot to her. It's fun to perform with your family members.
If you'd like to see the live stream, you can tune into SD.net right now. Check out the SDPB Facebook page as well for excerpts from this hour here. So Jeremy Haig and the Haig Brothers, eight musicians in the studio here. Take it away.
All right. This is our version of What Child Is This. Do you remember when I was talking about we take well-known songs and then kind of twist them up a little bit? This is what I meant. Thank you.
You're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio, and we have the Hegg brothers here in the studio, and Christian Zamora on violin there just made me cry. And I don't know, Matt, what do you think? Joel shot well. He's kind of come along, right? He's doing all right.
He is all right.
Andrew Reinhardt, can we get you to head over to a microphone? And Jeremy, while he does that, would you tell us who else is going to be with you in some of the other shows?
Oh, yes. So our trumpet player, Mr. Jim Spears, flew today to Chicago for an arts conference because he's the executive director of the Arts South Dakota nonprofit. And so he's there. He's flying back tomorrow. We had no idea when he booked that conference that we'd have bad weather and have to reschedule a show. And also singing with us is Allison Nash, and audiences around here have grown to just love her. She's an amazing talent, and she has a couple of numbers on this year's program that will definitely open your eyes or make them water up.
Yeah. Andrew, let's talk about the arts in South Dakota, as you have, you know, it's a deeply a part of who you are with this group and beyond. As you travel around and meet other artists, give us an idea of what. And Jeremy even mentioned it, that, you know, you're one of many groups that are out creating art for the holidays for other people. So talk a little bit about the state of the arts in the state right now.
Yeah, so South Dakota is such a such a vibrant arts community. I mean, you look at every pocket of the state, you know, where we can often be isolated from each other. But getting out into the state to really get to work with other groups and see other groups, I mean, you look at places like Falkton with the Community Arts Council and the economic development groups coming together to do those beautiful murals on the grain elevators. And, you know, South Dakota is so interesting, too, because people will drive 2 hours to go to a rest stop to see the Dignity Statue, you know. So, I mean, it's something that we often forget in our state, but, I mean, what are we most known for but a giant public art installation with Mount Rushmore and Crazy Horse, you know. I mean, we really are a state of arts.
What do we need next? When you see, you know, as you look forward to the next, you know, 20 years, where is the growth area that just needs to really be figured out?
I think collaboration. I think that even within some of our major cities, but just across the state, we have so many great people doing so many great things. But again, because we're such a huge state, I mean, one time I took a trip camping and I went all the way around the state, circling it on the highways, and found that if you pulled it out in one line, you could get one way to Buffalo, New York, or one way to Austin, Texas. And that really made me realize, like, oh yeah, this is a huge state, you know. So just trying to get everybody to work together, and you know, I might be willfully naive, but I'm definitely a rising water raises all ships kind of person. And so I think just there's a lot of great people doing great things, and if we can just get everyone in the same room, a lot of good stuff happens. Yeah.
You can tune in now to SD.net to sort of watch this live in the Leo P. Flynn Gallery at the Sioux Falls Studio. Jeremy, what would you like to play for us next?
Okay, we're going to do... Captain, are you tuned up?
Yeah.
Right on. So Christopher did an arrangement of one of the favorite Christmas carols, the favorite songs of the season that we love, and we tend to do it almost every year. It's one of the songs that if we don't do it again, people get angry and risible. So we're going to do our version of Silent Night, and this is arranged by Christopher. Street
say